like you have a creative boost, because I mean, last album came out in 2009, Polaris, and now then you toured almost until now.
Yeah.
And now there's a new album. So seems like you also started working on songs while you were still on tour, or gathering ideas.
Yeah. Actually, I started to do the first songs straight up when the Polaris came out. I think it was last year, May, something, when I put the first notes in.
Because it's like, most people are used to that, also in Kale Stradivarius, always take a time after an hour, and now it seems like everything so fast.
Yeah, everything was so fast. I don't know how, in the end, how it came so fast, but actually, with this Halloween tour, we needed to rush it a little bit.
You had a deadline to keep.
Yeah. Actually, I was in the studio in, was it last week, Monday, when I finished the last few songs, you know, and sent it to Edo, and okay, now I have 6 hours before my plane leaves, and, you know, pack my shit and
Well, at least you can say after the first listening, it don't sound like it's rushed.
Well, I think this album is... It's okay.
I mean, you get just the first impression if you listen to it one time, and I'm usually listen to everything with headphones if I have to review something, because you pick up little details which you probably not hear on the speakers. But I think it's also a quite diverse album again. It looks like now, like the new Stradivarius, if I want to put it that way. It's a little broader from the sound. There are very typical songs, and you have also a lot of, or not a lot, but quite a few mid-paced ones, some slower stuff. You have tempo changes inside, so it's like it opened up a bit more.
Well,
it already did a little bit with Polaris, but I think now you put it a step farther.
Yeah, in a way, of course, we have so much song material where we can, you know, choose from. I did almost 7 or 8 songs, and same did with Lauri. Lauri had something like almost 8 songs.
So you could have done double LP if you would add double
actually,
LP.
Actually, we have material over 100 minutes. It's like almost 2 hours of material. So we ended up, I think we did this tour in somewhere around summer. We decided, okay, now we have something like 16 proper tracks. We have to board 4 out, then we have 12. And after that, we actually, you know, just realized, okay, we don't have this like fast tracks enough. So we composed few fast tracks, you know, more. And then we had the same 16 again, and then we have to board out again, and, you know, and stuff like that. So it was kind of a
pain. You weren't short of songs.
No, not this time, yeah. With Polaris we did actually, yeah. There was only one song which were all black.
It's probably because at that time you kind of regrouped in a way and things were changing. Now after touring together,
You have to always remember this, that there weren't Stradivarius actually when those songs were composed.
Yeah, yeah. But... you get the picture, I mean.
Yeah, so. Of course I get it. Yeah.
Like if you start to work together, whatever moniker you use, we have to find a way to how everything works together, to work with chemistry. And by now, after you toured so much, I think it kind of is some kind of natural thing to working together also on the songs and developing the songs. Because you know each other.
Yeah, of course, you know the ability where anybody can, you know. We're talking about that, okay, Timo can sing this high, okay, and Jörg can do this, and Jens can do this, and Laura can do whatever he wants, and stuff like that, you know. So it's kind of a relief also at the same time, because, you know, everybody's, you know, the strongest point, and you try to use only those strong points, you know.
Yeah. But first you have to find the strong points of everybody.
Yeah, of course, and that takes time. That takes time, yeah.
And on tour, like, if you're working every day together, then it's... speeds up a bit than if you would have done a tour like 2 weeks or 3 weeks and then suddenly you're home. And so I think this was in the process has helped a lot.
Yeah.
The album called Elysium, just because of the epic track, the 18 something minute one, or did you have the title for another reason as well, because for meaning connecting to the cover artwork or something?
No, actually, the Elysium, it was just called Demo 1.
until the end.
Yeah. I think because it's the lyrics is it's about, you know, dying and, you know, going to, you know, the final resting place and, you know, basically finding the paradise, you know, afterlife kind of thing, you know. And especially what this Elysium kind of thing means, it's exactly that, that thing is like a hero's, the final resting place kind of thing. Kind of, it's not a kind of, it is in the Greek mythology. So we didn't want to use the paradise word because there's already a song called Paradise.
Yeah, and Paradise shows up in almost every song, and not in almost every song, but in quite a lot.
Basically, it's just a, you know, synonym for paradise. But then
you have the single which is first released is Darkest Hours, and there you have kind of variation of the Elysium cover artwork because fitting to the darker theme.
Yeah, of course, because Darkest Hours it's telling about, you know, people have this like shitty moments and stuff like that, and then, but anyway, it's kind of the light in the end of the tunnel, I mean, you know, it's kind of song, you know.
And it's not a, like a melancholy or depressive song. I mean, it has from the topic, it is dark, but it has like a spark of hope in the music.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
But in the end, right now, it's like, it was like, almost clairvoyant. I mean, at the moment, you had a darkest hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quite lucky that Jörg diagnosed with a cancer on the early stage, but it hit you at a moment where it could be a problem for the band. I mean, a week later or 2 weeks later, and you would be in shit with all the touring stuff lined up.
Yeah.
I think that was quite a difficult time for different reasons.
We heard it, about this something like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So it was kind of shock for everyone, and especially when he got operated, was it 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah.
And they found this, the whole fucking cancer thing in whenever it was, but I'm not sure. But anyways, it was kind of shock, and everybody's, okay, let's cancel everything, you know, let's put the, you know, release forward for next year and far away something in the summer and cancel all the tour and stuff like that. But anyway, Jörg insisted that we should go on a tour and get a substitute for him.
Yeah, I mean, that was Jens wrote in the message on the website. And but that shows how professional he is. I mean, he knows how much work is also put into setting up everything. And, it's a different thing if it's a singer of a band. A drummer is easier to replace in a way than the singer.
In a way, but you have to remember also Jörg Michael is a real crack character.
Yeah, I know.
In the band,
I know. So, I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's will definitely be a different story to tour with a replacement. But as far as I got from the message that he will next year, the rest of the tour, he hoped to be the back.
Yeah, we're really hoping that he's getting back in January. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, that health comes first.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you have a replacement at the moment, doesn't matter if you put just the December shows or probably also keep going in January, I mean, if it's necessary. So,
yeah.
But how did it work out for the first rehearsals?
Actually, we were kind of amazed how this Alex guy put all these songs together, because it came so such a short notice. I think on Sunday, you know, we decided, okay, let's take this Alex guy, okay, he sounds promising and stuff like that. Okay, and on Sunday evening, we booked the, you know, flight tickets and everything for him, and on Friday we started playing songs. So he had only something like less than 5 days, you know, practice all these songs. And so far, so good. He's getting better all the time.
So you have a good feeling for the tour, starting in a few days. When the tour starts, just the single is out that day, so how much of the new songs will you have in the set, or will this change during the tour, I mean, that you start?
Definitely we are playing this Darkest Hours.
Which makes sense, I think.
Yeah, of course. This we like to think that this tour is like a promo kind of thing also for the single and upcoming album. And maybe we play another song also from this album, Under a Flaming Skies, but we're not sure yet.
We will see.
We will see. Yeah, but anyway, those two songs are already rehearsed and it's, you know, just ready to go and rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't think that anybody expects that you play a lot from the new album. If the new album was coming out,
yeah, Illusion was three, you know.
so it means you come back on tour then somewhere late in 2011.
Yeah, actually, now with Alex we can play those two songs, and maybe we practice a little bit more for Europe, you know, when he comes back on January, February. Let's see how it goes. But anyway, the plan is when the album is actually out, then we start playing a little bit more songs from the album.
Yeah, I mean, also if the album comes out in January, then it's people have an idea about it already. Usually there's, besides the single, also something like on the MySpace pages that probably add some song or have snippets at least or something, so that people have an idea. But to play completely unknown songs don't make so much sense.
No,
if the album comes out like 2 weeks later.
We're talking about this kind of thing that we are touring with Halloween, so there's going to be lots of Halloween fans. So you have to actually present yourself, you know, okay, here's the new starter virus, okay, we are playing this and this, and this is how good we are, you know, nowadays. That's the main thing, so you just can't go there and think some artsy-fartsy, you know, shit, you know, in front of all these people, you know. We had this, like, a really nice 80-minute epic, really progressive song. Maybe we just played it 3 times, you know, for you, just to, you know, you just to get it, you know, what's it all about.
Well, I think people come to have a good time, have a party, more or less, when they come to a concert and they like to hear something they're new.
Yeah, I think, anyway, this one song is under claims because it will be a fantastic live track.
Yeah.
Play, but let's see.
You will see how the reaction is.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm pretty confident. I think it shows a lot, the album shows a lot of variety, so, and I think, I personally like the mid-paced stuff because I think that Timo has more space to express himself,
yeah.
and which he doesn't have at the very fast ones, and that was also always for me something like, I was like, why not a little more of this, and now it's better balanced, you have a bit of everything, you have fast ones, you have slow ones, and partly in one song, everything at all. So I think that gives the songs more depth.
Yeah. Definitely with Kotipo's work on this album, we really work really hard. You get this, like, the proper Kotipo sound, you know, for this. I think that the vocal recordings lasted almost four weeks or something, so... But in the end, it was, you know...
And also another point is about vocal recordings, that a guitar you can retune, but if the voice is getting out of shape, overusing, then you have to take time and rest the vocal strings, otherwise it won't work. So it's so that's why I guess it always takes a little longer to do the vocal parts as well.
Yeah, actually we spent something like 2 weeks in my summer camping, you know, middle of nowhere in upper Finland, just recording vocals every day, something like 12 hours or 10 hours at least. So,
that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But better somewhere in the north of Finland than somewhere in the middle of an industrial area.
Yeah. We have our own peace there, you know, because there's no neighbors and, you know, stuff like that. You can shout in the middle of night outside of the cabin if you want to.
Yeah, and even if it's like you take a break, you can go outside and just relax in the nature around you and not end up at the parking lot.
Yeah, there's wild boars and reindeers and around. Well,
they won't complain, I guess.
Yeah.
So will we see you on festivals next summer? Anything scheduled right now, or is everything up?
Well, there's some plans, of course, to play some summer festivals. Let's see, go ahead. Let's see how it goes, because nothing is confirmed yet.
So usually it's people wait until the album is out, even the bookers.
Yeah.
Even if booking Stradivarius, they will know what they get. It's not like it's a new band.
Yeah, of course, but they want to wait. So basically we just, you know, need to put the album out and then, you know, start confirming the shows for summer and autumn. Let's see.
So
I don't have a clue yet.
Well,
I just go with the flow. Somebody calls me from Germany, okay, we have these gigs. Okay, let's go, you know.
Okay. Probably you know more on tour then. Okay, thank you very much. That's
You're
for
welcome.
The moment.